Once again, the question as asked on previous broadcasts, how big is your God? In view of this, we have been considering the fact that repeatedly the Word of God says He is able. We've looked at the power of God. We've seen Him as the omnipotent creator of heaven and earth, the one who not only created all there is about us, but the one who by His very power controls and contains all things that are. Yet we have also considered that in spite of this omnipotence, He is limited. There are things that the God of heaven and earth simply cannot do. We saw from the Word of God that He being the same yesterday, today, and forever cannot change. He's faithful, therefore He cannot fail. He is the truth, therefore He cannot lie. He is without blemish, He's holy, He did no sin, therefore He cannot sin. By the same token, He will not, He cannot permit sin in heaven, nor can He disregard sin, and therefore He cannot save anyone except through the provision made in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. We concluded our last broadcast by saying, if Almighty God Himself cannot save you apart from the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus, how on earth do you expect to save yourself? So much for the negative side. So much for what God by His very character is limited in doing. Let's consider for a few moments the things that our God is able to do. Paul gave testimony to this. In the 27th of Acts, he said, while aboard a ship that was about to go to a watery grave, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Note, I believe God. We read from the book of Daniel, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were facing the flames leaping forth from that hot furnace, and they said, our God is able to deliver us. Friend of mine, how confident are you in Almighty God? If you were facing such as these, a watery grave or a fiery death, could you say, I believe God? Our God is able to deliver us. From Hebrews chapter 7, we have read several times in recent broadcasts, wherefore, God is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. To save, note, to the uttermost. What does the uttermost mean? Completely, perfectly, for all time and eternity. Notice His ability to save. He is able. Oh, so many people think today that salvation is in the church, or salvation is in the ordinances, or salvation is in religion. Friend of mine, these things did not die for you. The church was never nailed to a cross for you. And the only one that can save you is the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, the Lamb of God who died at Calvary. And the Scripture says He is able. Who does He save? Them that come. You can sit there in your sin. You can wallow in the filth of your sin. You can neglect and reject and despise the mercy of God and die in your sin and go to hell. For if you die in your sins, He said, where I am, ye cannot come. But His ability is that He is able to save them that come. Will you come today by faith and trust the Savior? What is the extent of this salvation? He saves them to the uttermost. The period of this salvation, to the very end. The ground of this salvation, He ever liveth. That's what makes salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ so complete, so full, so satisfying, so rewarding, because the ground of our salvation is based upon an ever-living, eternal Christ. God the Son, who became the Lamb of Calvary's cross, and once, the Scripture tells us, He died for sin, that He might provide us, each one of us, with eternal life, with redemption through His blood. Oh, friend, make this redemption yours today. Trust Christ. He'll bless you for it. Amen.